ABC News.
For more on what it means for countries such as ours, we're joined by Professor Will Steffen, the Climate Councillor with the Climate Council. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This keeps the Paris Climate Pact alive, but was it a good outcome overall?
Well, if I had to describe it in a sentence, I would say it was not a disaster, but it was really far from what we need to deal with climate change effectively.
So what happened in effect?
Well, a number of rules or procedures were agreed to actually put the Paris Climate Agreement of 2015 into action. But I think a lot of them had caveats put into them at the last minute so they could get agreement across nearly 200 nations, which actually weakened them. Some of the issues that were discussed and at some level agreed upon were climate finance, and a particularly thorny issue was so-called loss and damage. Should wealthy countries pay for damage that climate change is doing to more vulnerable countries, for example? Carbon trading rules, voluntary markets for trading carbon credits. Big issue there is avoiding double counting. So both parties of a trading agreement could possibly claim emission reductions when in fact there was only one. Five-year stock takes are really important. That is, countries agreed that every 5 years, so the next one would be 2023, they would get together and take stock of where the science is, what the science is saying about climate change, and what actions are needed to actually ramp up action on climate change. There were issues about transparency and reporting, so that each country was required to use the same set of rules, so that we weren't trying to compare apples and oranges when countries were reporting their greenhouse gas emissions. So there's a lot of these nuts and bolts issues, which sound a bit boring, but in fact they're very important in terms of implementing something as complex as a climate agreement.
You do want to make sure you're measuring the right things in the right way in a comparable manner. It's
exactly.
Now up to individual countries to honour those commitments.
That's right. So each country then goes back and checks what it's doing. Australia has a pretty good record, I think, of recording and monitoring our emissions and reporting them in a standardized way that's comparable to the international standards. Not all countries have done that in the past. Another thing I think that was very important is all countries were now put on the same footing. There's a bit of a tension there because big, rapid developing countries like China got some special treatment in the past, but now everyone's on the same footing in terms of reporting, in terms of ambition and so on. That was a big step forward, I think.
Now, these cuts aren't legally binding, so what guarantees are there that the governments will abide by them, and what happens if they don't?
Well, there, as far as I know, there is no punitive measures. Obviously, there's a lot of reputation and honour at stake at meetings, one's commitments. The other issue, though, of course, is each country, in a way, chooses its own commitments. We have a commitment of 26 to 28%. Reduction in emissions on a 2005 baseline by 2030. That is far, far from adequate in terms of meeting the Paris targets. So there's an issue there of an increasing gap, I think, between what the science is saying that needs to be done and what countries are actually pledging to do.
How close are we to achieving our targets in Australia, in your view?
Not very close. Our emissions have been drifting upwards for the last 3 or 4 years, and that's putting us behind the eight ball in terms of we've only got 11 or 12 years, really basically 11 years now, until we hit 2030. And our emissions should have been trending down fairly steadily over the past 5-10 years. They haven't. They've been drifting upwards. That makes it more difficult because we have to cut our emissions more deeply, more quickly, and that's a harder thing to do.
Professor Steffen, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Will Steffen joining us from the Climate Council.
ABC News.